Okay, I've hinted at it for a while, and now I'm going to say it. I have to wonder how close Leonard Padilla, you know, the bounty hunter involved in the Casey / Kaylee Anthony case. Poor little Kaylee looks like has been found, or at least her remains, close to her grandparents' residence, and her mother is alleged to have taken her life and is currently sitting in jail waiting for a trial. However, nightly, very since the beginning, we have seen Leonard Padilla. In fact, I've had him on my show come on and speculate and talk about evidence. Now he's being relied upon as an expert, at least in my opinion, by Nancy Grace and others when it comes to this case. How close is he actually to the evidence? Surely to God, the Orange County Sheriff's Department, who I believe, and the FBI, have done an excellent job staying away from the media, keeping the evidence close to their vest, releasing some things, but a lot they haven't. But Leonard Padilla, a skip tracer, a bounty hunter, being privy to the evidence the way that he is saying that he is on these television programs, you have to sit back and count, although I don't have that many fingers on my hands, the amount of theories that Mr. Padilla has had in this case. No one can take away from the fact that, yes, he is sincere, but you have to question his theories right back to finding her alive, to finding her dead, to all the ways that he thinks that she did die, to being in the river, to the bones in the bag, which turned out to be sticks and rocks, to, well, who knows what it's going to be the next night. Nancy Grace, there are other experts out there rather than Padilla. Yes, I know he's close to the case. Yeah, I think maybe you should have him on, but having him comment on evidence is kind of like having the milkman comment on the fireman putting out a fire. I'm Dana Pretzer, and that's today's commentary.